We'll see you at the Northwest Montana Job and Opportunity Fair on Tuesday, September 26th, 2 to 7 p.m. at the Flathead County Fairgrounds.
Wild West Plumbing, Heating, and Drain Service has expanded. They're now your go-to for all air conditioning service and installation. Whether your existing AC unit needs attention or it's time to invest in your home's comfort, think Wild West for air conditioners, ductless mini splits, indoor air quality, and all your HVAC needs. Call today and have your AC serviced before the summer heat. 752-1244. That's 752-1244. Or visit wildwestplumbing.com.
This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Bank's totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Today, we're going to talk about Alzheimer's, and to help us understand a bit more about it and what we can do about it, we have the president of the Federation for Alzheimer's Coordinator, Leland Wally. Your name's Leland?
Exactly.
That's my middle name.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, get right up on that microphone.
Really?
Wally Walbrook, how are you?
I am great.
Good.
It's a pleasure to be here, John and Robin, this morning
to talk
a little bit about Alzheimer's, especially what's happening within the Valley over the next week that many of you can participate in.
Well, let's get started with that, and then we'll get into the understanding of Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. Thank you. This weekend is really the kickoff of what we call the Walk to End Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. This Saturday here in Kalispell, right north of the Center Mall, right on the new trail.
Oh, the new Parkline Trail,
Right outside of Rift Brewery. Mm-hmm. We're setting up and we're having our annual Walk to End Alzheimer's. We start registration at 10 o'clock. We have kind of an opening kickoff, have a few speakers at 11, and then we're gonna do a walk. And again, we really encourage as many people from in the Valley to support this activity. It's a great way to stress the importance of overcoming Alzheimer's.
Okay, now, who can walk? Anybody?
Anybody can walk.
Okay, and is this a money raiser?
It is a fundraiser.
Okay.
And people can just type in their Google search, Walk to End Alzheimer's Kalispell, and it'll come up. Basically, they can find it in Montana. You can create your own team. There are many other teams that you can contribute to. Mm-hmm. And there's, if you want to send a check rather than doing it online, you certainly can do that as well.
Yeah, but you know, they're doing themselves a favor walking. I read that one of the things that we can do is don't sit too much. You know, we're standing up right now, at least 1 minute each hour, they say, and keep moving. So I guess walking would be a good thing.
Great. Your watch will remind you of that now.
Oh, okay.
Is he going to go off?
But he just got a new Apple Watch thing.
Wow, excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, he was watching me look at my neck and talking to my watch like Dick Tracy did, so he wanted one.
Yeah, I had to do it too, you know. Yeah.
But also, that's a Saturday kickoff, but actually the day before, on this Friday, the mm-hmm. Alzheimer's Association is actually hosting an Alzheimer's and dementia workshop, an all-day workshop. It's going to be at the Hampton Inn mm-hmm. on Highway 2 West, and it's a packed agenda. Really introducing issues with, especially for carers of mm-hmm. Alzheimer's patients, which we're finding that more and more people, because of the fiscal issues, mm-hmm. Are caring for their loved ones.
Yeah.
And so we're finding it's so very, very important to prepare and to actually prep them a little bit. So some of we're going to be talking about early stage programs, effective communication with your loved ones, understanding dementia-related behaviors, and there are a variety of them, caregiving self-care, also creating action plans and connecting with others, and then and this is for first responders, because if we have someone who is wandering and a first responder comes to a home, it's important that they understand how to deal with an Alzheimer's mm-hmm. Patient. And we will have the deal with driving if someone has the issues with dementia or Alzheimer's.
Okay, now, it used to be, they would say in the olden days when I was a kid, that senile, just gone senile or something, you know, because there was that disconnect. And I wonder if that was Alzheimer's before we knew what it was.
You know, that's an excellent, excellent question, Raman, because we're looking at dementia as an umbrella, and that would be like senility, what we used to refer to as someone who is senile. And that dementia is a very broad umbrella describing a whole bunch of characteristics of people dealing with memory issues, thinking issues, reasoning issues. And that was often related to people who were older in age.
My dad's mother had a stroke, and then after that, you know, I don't know if that was damage or what, but, you know, she lived with us for a little while and then was wandering the streets in her nightgown. So we thought, boy, it's time to, she needs additional help.
Yeah, we'll kind of get into a little bit more here in a little bit, but I want to make sure, want to wrap up here. Tell us about this organization that you represent, the Alzheimer's Association.
I'm a community educator for the Alzheimer's Association of Montana. And our goal is really care and support and the need for research into Alzheimer's. And we have some full-time people out of the Alzheimer's Association. Our office is pretty much out of Billings. But the vast majority of the people who do the day-to-day kind of activities are individuals like me who are volunteers. We're trained, we have our monthly Zoom meeting to make sure that we're on top of the latest of what it is. And then we are we connect and actually conduct programs. As one that I'm actually going to be conducting here at the Senior Center this coming Monday. So we have activity on a Friday, we have the walk on Saturday, and this coming Monday we're offering a program on Monday the 25th at 1:30 at the Senior Center entitled Understanding Alzheimer's and Dementia.
Right. Now let's get an understanding of Alzheimer's and dementia with Wally Walbrook right after this.
This is a difficult subject to discuss. It's also an important one. I hope you'll join me for a minute. My name is Carrie Kaufman with Glacier Bank, member FDIC. My hope with this message is to raise awareness for mental health conditions and suicide prevention, and to invite you out to the Out of the Darkness Walk Sunday, September 24th at Kalispell Middle School. The gathering is one of remembrance, hope, and support uniting our community. It acknowledges the ways in which suicide and mental health conditions have affected our lives and the lives of those we love and care about. Join the walk, and please visit the following site for more resources. afsp.org/get-help. afsp.org/get-help. Glacier Bank and I thank you for listening.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
Finally, we're getting some information and we're getting some support for people with Alzheimer's. And joining us, the Alzheimer's Association of Montana, Leland Walbrook. We call him Wally. So, first of all, help us understand exactly what is Alzheimer's disease.
As Robin previously asked, when he talked about this umbrella referring to dementia, it's a big, broad term. And a lot of times we interchangeably use the word dementia and Alzheimer's, where in reality, it's not really true. Alzheimer's is disease is the most common cause of dementia. It is not a normal part of aging. It's a progressive brain disease, meaning it gets worse over time. And it is the under an umbrella, the Alzheimer's the Alzheimer's disease is the largest group of forms of dementia. Two abnormal brain structures called plaques and tangles are the main features of Alzheimer's disease. And scientists believe that They damage and ultimately kill brain cells. Now, you spoke of your mother, Robin, and after a stroke, there are other forms of dementia in addition to Alzheimer's that also causes similar kinds of characteristics. And your mother might have experienced vascular dementia when we had the blocking of arteries and then and so on, which often occurs. We also have Lewy body dementia and frontal temporal dementia. Those are others. But Alzheimer's is the very largest group that we're addressing.
Okay. Are there symptoms? Are there signs? Is there something we can do?
Well, that's an excellent question. There are many things we can do. And when we look at them, we have to really understand Alzheimer's itself and that there are some risk factors in that. Some of them we can change and some we can't.
Yeah.
I mean, age, we age.
We really can't change that.
Yeah. Family history, we really can't change that. Genetics, we really can't do a lot about that. Nor race and our ethnicity, race and sex. But there are other factors that we can. And that has to do with lifestyle changes, all of those kinds of things. When you're talking about standing up and having your Apple Watch, those lifestyle changes can impact. And we're looking at better diets to address those kinds of things. But the issue is really determining what science can do to affect Alzheimer's.
I guess the first thing I want to understand is, how do we know if we have it? I mean, what are the diagnostic tools that we can have to determine that it's not just, I forgot where my car keys are?
John, that's an excellent question, because we all age. And the other morning, last night, I asked my wife, where are my glasses? Yeah. And I knew I laid it down. And and all of us go through aging process in which our memory is not as good as before.
Yeah.
I think to quote someone that was speaking with me to define or make a difference is when you normally would go to put your keys down someplace, for maybe an Alzheimer's patient, that might be a little bit different. Maybe you find the keys in the freezer. And when you have the normal kind of thing, I've forgotten, and you then remember where your keys were. Whereas often with Alzheimer's patients, it's to the extreme. And that's where, if it becomes a consistent kind of thing, your medical practitioner is really the first level that you should really be talking with.
Well, I'd heard from a doctor, and they would say, well, if you forgot where your keys are, that's one thing. If you forgot that you have a car,
that could be a larger problem.
So what can medical science do to, first of all, let us know that Alzheimer's really is the problem?
That has to be, years ago, we used to say the only way that you're able to diagnose whether you had Alzheimer's is after death, in which they would take your brain and slice it up and examine that. Now, through science, we are getting to a point where we believe that in the near future, through science, we will be able to have maybe a blood swab to determine whether or not you have it. Other determining factors are out there to actually better help us and better help clinicians understand whether or not you have. And that's where science and the funding of Alzheimer's research is critical. And we are not anywhere where we need to be. And that's where our organization, an organization that my wife and I, as retired federal employees, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees of Montana. And we have a local chapter here, Chapter 646. And if you come out to the Walk to End Alzheimer's, we have our table there. We have been prominently involved in this for years. And our organization, realizing this is way back in 1985, our organization is more than 100 years old, 65 here in the Valley, but we realized that many of our members were becoming afflicted, basically, with Alzheimer's. So our organization, US-wide, decided that we were going to begin funding the most important part, and that is Alzheimer's research. So we started a research fund way back, and since that time, we have been funding, we've funded more than 95 research projects to the tune of more than $15 million. And these are seed projects. These are small projects that are, you know, worth $175,000 to $250,000 a year, or for every 2 years, to find and understand better for the Alzheimer's Association.
Well, Congress has finally kicked in, too.
Absolutely, and Congress has got behind the Alzheimer's Association greatly. But those kinds of research projects are these mega projects. They're in the millions of dollars. What we're also finding is the seed projects, the ones that are the little ones that are sponsored by universities and so on, that we're finding they're the keys. So we might fund 10 projects, and of that, two of them have significant importance, and then they'll go on to become one of those multi-million dollar projects.
Well, we've got some other dementia-related programs, too, that you can tell us about right after this.
This is a difficult subject to discuss. It's also an important one. I hope you'll join me for a minute. My name is Carrie Kaufman with Glacier Bank, member FDIC. My hope with this message is to raise awareness for mental health conditions and suicide prevention, and to invite you out to the Out of the Darkness Walk Sunday, September 24th at Kalispell Middle School. The gathering is one of remembrance, hope, and support uniting our community. It acknowledges the ways in which suicide and mental health conditions have affected our lives and the lives of those we love and care about. Join the walk, and please, visit the following site for more resources. afsp.org/get-help. afsp.org/get-help. Glacier Bank and I thank you for listening.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
Well, this Thursday is the first day of fall. It's also World Alzheimer's Day, and we'll touch on that. But we mentioned other dementia-related disorders, and over the next 2 months here in the Flathead, do you have some programs on that?
We actually have, actually through on the 25th of September, our first program, Understanding Alzheimer's and Dementia. And then on October 23rd, we also have one, Know the 10 Warning Signs, and those both will be held at the Kalispell Seniors Center.
Now, these are early enough warning signs that maybe we can get active and do something about it.
Absolutely. Those are the signs that really we're looking to
recognize. Let me stop you right there.
Yeah.
Robin said you can do something about it. What can we do about it if we find out soon enough?
Well, again, if you find out and if you really have concerns, your primary care provider is the first person, your first level, that you should be speaking with.
Now
we don't have a cure. We don't even have a way to slow it down, do we?
Well, we do, don't we? There's some drugs that slow the progress
there
down.
There are a number of drugs, and again, historically, they've been unreasonably expensive. And so, just recently, Medicare has they've been reviewing that, and one drug is now being provided at a reduced rate based on Medicare is actually covering it. It's still expensive, but I mean it's more reasonably priced than what it was before.
I have a friend who has Alzheimer's, a longtime resident in the area, and when he found out, he went on this drug and it slowed the progress down.
Absolutely. But again, through research, and this is the key, the research is we want to find out how to cure it. And that's what is so very, very difficult.
Okay, now you mentioned, misplacing the keys, your glasses, those kind of things. I think it's, my excuse, because I do that, is I'm in a hurry, I'm rushing, and multitasking, and I sit the keys down someplace where I wouldn't put them, and I'm grabbing other things, then I go, okay, where are the keys? John's expecting me at work at 5 a.m., you know. So those are probably normal things. I was the absent-minded professor when I was 40 years younger, so I'm not sure, you know.
And again, at aging, as we age, we're going to experience those kinds of things. No. But it's the extremes. Mm-hmm.
And the first line of defense, you mentioned earlier, your primary care.
Is there a test that they can give you to help you understand where you're at?
Well, there are some tests from the standpoint of oral kinds of cognitive tests. Mm-hmm. They really aren't, I remember having a getting long care insurance, and I had to take a test, basically, and I really kind of felt that I had failed the test, given kinds of questions, and you would read a number of things, and then you repeat after them. But those are some keys that we have today, but not necessarily the kinds of keys that can actually cue into that. Mm-hmm.
So as far as prevention goes, at the event, what is the date and time again for the event you have coming up, the walk?
The walk is September 23rd. We have registration at 10 o'clock, the opening remarks at 11, and it's going to be out there on the our trail right through the city.
Yep. And Parkline Trail, that's this coming Saturday.
That's right.
Okay. And there's an opportunity to get more information as well as participate.
Absolutely. And to obtain information at that point. Yeah. And again, thank you.
It seems to me that we've reached a point now where we all have to be aware when we reach a certain age, we need to be aware of the fact that it's possible and that we need to start thinking in those terms. But the thing I notice is a lot of folks, when they start towards 70 years old, they start worrying about it, and they like worry themselves right into it.
Absolutely. And that's where, and that's so very, very important that your primary care be involved in that, because they're your first line defense, and they're there for us. And again, we just want to facilitate and help them with this whole process.
All right.
Robin, John, thank you.
Sure, and thanks for a great conversation this morning. Wally Walbrook, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Wally.
It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby, keeping you connected to your friends and your community, an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.